USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Talks on raising the debt ceiling are set to resume on Monday at the White House.
Now it's time for the other side to move from their extreme positions, because much of what they've already proposed is simply, quite frankly, unacceptable.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he spoke with President Biden on Sunday as he left the G7 summit in Japan. Aboard Air Force One, Biden tweeted, "He's proposed over $1 trillion in spending cuts, and Republicans will have to compromise some of their demands." Biden is also stepping up his efforts for Ukraine.
President Biden unveiled a new $375 million military aid package during his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the weekend G7 summit in Japan. It includes ammunition, artillery, and military vehicles. American-made F-16 fighter jets are headed to Ukraine in the coming months as well. Biden said he does not think it will escalate the war with Russia.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
He reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and announced new sanctions on Russia that he said would keep pressure on Putin and his backers. I'm Jeremy Scott.
As South Carolina Senator Tim Scott plans to kick off his presidential run on Monday, Scott now has the endorsement of South Dakota Senator John Thune, CNN reports. Thune, the number two Senate Republican, is expected to deliver the opening prayer at the launch event in North Charleston. A launch of a different kind. A SpaceX rocket successfully blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida Sunday afternoon with a live crew. Four passengers, including three paying for the journey, are now headed to the International Space Station. It marks just the second all-private mission to the orbiting outpost. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A former U.S. Marine detained in Russia is remaining hopeful about his return home. Paul Whelan told CNN that he's positive and confident that the wheels are turning toward his release. He adds that he's been told that the U.S. government is working tirelessly to get him out. The ex-Marine has been in a Russian jail since 2018 and was sentenced to 16 years in prison on an espionage charge that he denies. A father is dead and two kids are injured after a grenade exploded inside an Indiana home. Authorities say it happened Saturday when the family was looking through a grandfather's belongings and found the hand grenade. It went off when someone reportedly pulled the pin. Air travel is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels this Memorial Day weekend.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will be busier this year than it was pre-COVID, signaling a true return to travel levels not seen since before the pandemic. About 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend, which is an 11% increase over last year. It's also nearly 5.5% increase since 2019, before the COVID pandemic. AAA expects this to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2000, when they first started tracking travel numbers. I'm Skip Kelly.
For the third time in his career, Brooks Koepka is the winner of the PGA Championship. Koepka finished at 9 under par from the Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. It is Koepka's fifth major title. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.